All right, and you know the boys, cross-country captains who are?
My name is Logan Piper.
Hunter Seafood.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about coming into this season. Something you two just heard was me talking with Coach Barnes about relying on the seniors to provide that leadership with a relatively young group. How do you feel about that coming in?
These freshmen, they're really good, of course, but it's going to take some, like, definitely leadership to get them in the right place of, like, competitiveness and all this different stuff.
For me, you know, my approach this season, like, my role is to be a leader. Like Hunter said, and as Coach Barnes said, we have a really good squad of freshmen. I mean, they're going to be our varsity. They're going to be top five. They're probably going to be top four. Like, they're all studs. And while, like, for me, I can't necessarily push them in the endurance part of practice. I can push them in the speed. I can keep up with them then. But in terms of endurance, you know, they've got it. Hunter's got them. So for me, I just want to take them more as, like, grow them as people, not necessarily runners, because I love the freshmen, but they have a lot of maturing to do. And, you know, as any freshman, that's just, you know, that's just human nature. But if I can help them go from freshman to, like, a junior senior mentality in this first year, that'd be great. And like Coach Barnes says, that's just going to progress them for the future years to come.
All right, we'll talk about your off-season work. I know one of those things you can do by yourself. It's obviously easier running with a group of guys. How'd you attack this off-season for you?
Okay, so off-season for cross-country?
Yeah,
okay. So I always have this joke, and everyone on the team knows it. I am a sprinter who runs cross-country. So I only run the amount of miles I have to when it's required. But off-season, I try to add endurance running and, like, make it fun. I don't want to make it work. But in regards to off-season, I'm usually working on speed work and mechanics and technique. I'm a hurdler, so I'm always working on that kind of flexibility and hip motion. So other than that, though, I try to keep it low-key. I'd never want to overdo anything or risk getting burnt out. I know we even our own team kind of has had a history of runners who do too much and then end up being injured for the most valuable part of the season, and that's the last thing I want. So
yeah, this off season, it was probably 2 to 3 weeks after track when I actually started running again. I started slow, built up slow mileage every week, and eventually I just, like, every now and then run a couple long little 6 mile runs now on my own. But
well, goals for this season, I know, again, competitive on the squad this year, and what do you have for goals either individually or as a team?
Individual goals, I definitely want to just do the best I can, of course, but, you know, as a team, you just need to really build together and trust each other and work as a group to get state.
Yeah, for me, from a leadership standpoint, I just want to make the team as comfortable and really develop that team bond amongst each other. But, like, personally, you know, from a running standpoint, I just want to do what I can for the team. I think this team has actually a really good shot for even state, possibly placing well at conference and stuff. So I just want to do everything I can to make sure we get to where we need to be.